From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the U.S. has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to counter North Korea's aggressive behavior. The THAAD system is designed to intercept and destroy short and medium-range ballistic missiles during flight. North Korea fired four medium-range ballistic missiles Monday, three of which landed in Japanese waters. The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. It's the latest maneuver in a diplomatic battle ignited by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader in Malaysia. Here now from the Malaysian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security.
No, this morning the Deputy Prime Minister issued instructions not to allow any North Korean embassy staff to leave the country.
Okay, but that's not being able to leave the country. What about just leaving the embassy to...
I think what we're going to do here is to ascertain what their movements.
So they can go out from the embassy, right?
At the moment, we are trying to ascertain their numbers and their movements.
Earlier on Tuesday, Pyongyang said it had banned Malaysians from leaving North Korea. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's new executive order barring travelers from six countries to the United States takes effect in 9 days, barring any legal challenges. A court blocked his initial immigration order. The new order bans nationals and citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Jeff Sessions is the U.S. Attorney General.
Three of these nations are state sponsors of terrorism. The other three have served as safe havens for terrorist countries, countries where governments have lost control of their territory to terrorist groups like ISIL or Al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Among the most notable change in the order is the removal of Iraq from the list of banned nations. The order also removes a provision indefinitely barring Syrian refugees. It also removes language giving preference to religious minorities. Public reactions have been mixed on whether the travel ban is warranted.
My biggest concern about this order is that we are specifically targeting people, innocent individuals that otherwise have no connection to terrorism or that do not present a risk. And this is harming everyday people, people who are traveling to this country for legitimate reasons.
It is, you know, the new ban is the old ban, and it has a better chance of standing up in court is a concern to me.
And the U.S. Congress reaction pro and con to the travel ban is falling mostly along party lines. White House aides are defending President Trump's unsubstantiated claim that former President Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at his Trump Tower headquarters in New York. White House spokesman Sean Spicer would only say Monday that there has been enough reporting strongly suggesting something occurred. But Spicer offered no evidence, and Mr. Trump has been unavailable to reporters since making the accusation in a series of tweets on Saturday. A former Guantanamo Bay detainee was among several Al-Qaeda operatives killed in recent U.S. airstrikes in Yemen targeting terror targets. The Pentagon has estimated that at least 30% of transferred Guantanamo Bay detainees have returned to the battlefield. And the British Parliament is telling employers to stop forcing women to wear high-heeled shoes. Members debated a ban on such requirements after receiving a petition from a receptionist who was sent home without pay for wearing flats.
We found attitudes that belonged more, I was going to say, in the 1950s, but probably the 1850s might be more accurate.
The move is non-binding, but the government is promising to act against heel height rules, makeup guidelines, and other codes that apply to women but not to men. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.